Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Kilayim. Perek Tes Mishnah Yud, the last Mishnah in Maseches Kilayim, begins by continuing to discuss potential cases of things, situations that might or might not be Kilayim. Osos HaGardin, the Osos HaKovsin. It was regularly the case, and it still is even today, that weavers or launderers would mark garments so that they know who it belongs to. And they might mark it by embroidering on the edge of it your initials or your name. Or they might attach a label or a tag that has your name on it to the corner of the garment, but with a couple of stitches. So those are asuros, mishum kilayim. If you have a linen tag attached to a woolen garment by the launderer, or you have linen stitching that is embroidered as your name into the corner of a wool garment, or of course vice versa, that is forbidden. That is considered shatnez, and you're not allowed to wear that garment. We conclude the Masecha with a conversation, with a discussion of what is considered attached. Right? We know that you're not allowed to have, at least in Midrabanan, wool and linen together. So what does it mean together? So the Mishnah says, Hatokev tekifa achas. If you stitch one, I don't even know if we call it a stitch, one pass through. So I have two pieces of fabric that I put next to each other, a piece of linen and a piece of wool. And then I take a needle with thread and I pass it through from, let's say, the right, through both pieces of fabric to the left. One stab through, one pass through of the thread. That is enochibur. That is not considered attached. Right? It's not considered attached because they are, it's just a single thread. There's nothing really holding them together. There's just a single thread. And that is not considered an attachment. And our Mishnah gives actually three ramifications of this, the fact that they don't consider those connected. The first one is this enochibur. Chibur for the Mishnah is a technical term. We're going to discuss this a number of times, but its main location is all the way at the end of Taros, where we're talking about Tuma and Tara. And the halacha is that if two objects are considered connected, right, chibur, attached, then if one half touches Tuma, then the other half also becomes Tame. Right, because they're attached to each other, right? So for example, if I have a pair of pants that has a patch kind of on the knee, right? Had this a lot when I was a little boy, and I get holes in my knees. These are my pants because I ran around. And I have a patch over that hole. So the patch is firmly attached to the pants. And obviously I'm going to keep wearing these pants because, I ruined them. So I've got to wear them with the patch. And so if Tuma touches the patch, do the rest of the pants become Tame? So that would be the halacha of Chibur, if we consider it attached or not. For our purposes, what we're talking about here is if two garments, two pieces of fabric, whether they're whole garments or just individual pieces of fabric, are connected by virtue of a needle with a thread having been stuck from one side through to the other with a single pass-through, it's not considered chibur for tuma and tara. And if one of them becomes tame, the other does not become tame just because it's attached by that single thread. Right? Number two, ve'ein b'mishum kilayim. This is our interest. Of course, we're sitting in Maseches Kilayim now. That's not kilayim. If you have a wool piece of fabric and a linen piece of fabric and you stick a needle with a thread through from one side to the other with a single pass through, that's not called kilayim. It's not shatnez, and you can wear that. And the third ramification of Hashomta Bashabas Patur, if these two pieces of fabric are attached, so to speak, in quotes, right, by this single pass-through thread, and I detach them on Shabbos, so I take the thread out, or I pull them apart such that one of them comes off the thread, or both. The potential here is to violate the Isser, one of the 39 Malachos of Korea, right, of tearing, separating two things that are attached. And so our Mishnah says, no, if you do that, you're not chayav here, you're patur, because they weren't separated. So they're not separating. You can only separate things that are actually considered attached to one another. However, says the Mishnah, asa shnei rosha letzad echad, if you made it such that the two tips of the string, of the thread, are on the same side of the fabric, right? So you put the needle through and then back, right? So both ends of the thread are on the same side of the fabrics. Chibur. That is considered a chibur. So halachically, if tuma touches one of these fabrics, the other one is also tameh because it's considered attached. V'yeshba mishum kilayim. And this is shatnez, right? Because one of them is linen and one of them is fabric, and they are attached by a back and forth. Probably you would call that a full stitch, but maybe not. I may have the sewing terminology wrong. But if it's out and back, that is considered a full attachment, and it's kilayim. And shom tov b'shava is chayiv. It's the same ramifications, right? It's just the inverse. And if you separate these fabrics on Shabbos, so then you violated one of the 39 malachos of Korea because you have taken something that is attached and detached it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Shiyashalesh. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Tanakhama. He says out, you know, through and back is still not really connected. If you want to really be connected, it has to be through and back and through, right? Three needles sticks through, so that the you're creating like basically an S, right? So it goes from, let's say, the right through to the left, back to the right, and back to the left again. That is a firm attachment, that triple pass through. And so according to Yehuda, the double is like the single; it's not attached for any of those halachos, but the triple is firmly attached. Of course, the Tanakhama says that two is attached, so certainly three or more is attached. And the last case in the Mishnah is kind of an illustration of the extreme, right? When we said, we're kind of combining two things that we said. One, in the previous Mishnah, we said that it doesn't matter if the wool and linen are actually directly touching each other, as long as they are connected to the same thing. And then we've now discussed the fact that a stitch that goes through and back is considered a connection. So the case that the Mishnah illustrates here is hasak ve'akupa. If I have a sack, a bag, right, and I have a basket, and neither of them is made out of linen or wool, but attached to the sack is a piece of wool, and attached to the basket is a piece of linen, or vice versa, so it doesn't really matter. And the sack and the basket are attached to one another with this through and back stitch. Two connections, right? Through and back. So that's mitzarif, right? The sack and the basket are considered connected to one another because they're this out and back stitch. And the wool is connected already to one of them, and the linen is connected to the other. So now the wool and linen are connected to one another, and this whole thing that we're talking about now is kilayim, is shatnez, and it cannot be worn. That brings us to the conclusion of Maseches Kilayim. Salek, Maseches Kilayim.